My brother had, Lon, my brother. He played them all the time.
But you hadn't seen one in a long time?
No.
I think I've seen them. They've got a little wheel over here, haven't they? A little thing that you, a little like, a wheel like that.
Yeah, it's like this, and it's facing back here this way, and that runs out there, and it turns up like that. You take, you just knock that that way and make your tune. I wish I had one. I'd try it. I used to play accordion, too.
Really?
I can play accordion.
Where'd you learn to play that?
Learned at home, I see.
Huh.
Just happened to be a lot of folks had showed me how to play and never done no good, and I was just playing with it one day. I was going to give it away.
Whose was it?
It was mine.
Where'd you get it?
Daddy bought it. And I just going over the notes and happened to hit a tune. It's a whistle tune now, you know, not just by ear. And I just sat in and could play anything I wanted to do after that.
Huh. Well, what'd you ever do with it?
I think Hetty Walker got it. I think my daddy gave it to Hetty Walker.
Why didn't you keep it?
I don't know why. I wish I had.
I wish you had too. Mm-hmm. Was the big one?
Well, not too big. Pretty good size.
If you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses?
The tongue.
You have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the
shaves.
The steel part outside the wagon wheel is called the
tar.
When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood the traces are fastened to?
Single tree.
Now in the wagon you have two horses and each one has a single tree. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to?
The double tree.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you might say he was doing what?
Driving a team of horses.
But if you're carrying something in the wagon, you say you're
hauling wood.
Okay. Whose kid is that?
Mm-hmm.
Hear it?
I guess it's, J.L.'s.
Suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and blank it out of the way.
Pulled it out of the way.
Or what else?
Sewed it up and got it out of the way.
No, if you were getting
it out with the horses.
And when you pull something, you, on the ground, you do what to it?
Drag it.
Okay. But you would say, would you say drag, or would you say something a little different from drag?
Pull it out.
I tied a rope to it and
drag it out.
Okay. That's what I wanted. What do you break the ground with in the spring?
Plow.
After you plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
The harrow.
What is it that the wheels of the wagon fit onto?
Under the axle.
What do you call the X-shaped frame you lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths?
Chop block.
You straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
You sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
What do you put in a revolver?
Cartridge.
A plank laid over a trestle for children to play on. When you get one kid on one end and one on the other end, it's called
that's a